This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome everybody. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. We are at Autism One, and this year in Tempe, Arizona, or Gilbert, or something.
Mesa.
Mesa. It's like Mesa. All these little cities around. Right? There's nowhere to eat.
Why
here.
Bother? It's Phoenix, right? I mean, I understand. Like, Phoenix area.
But for me, it's about what city had the food that I could eat. And so I went there to Tempe, and I found some organic Italian food. So
okay.
It did great.
Very good.
Everybody knows, you hear that sound, it's Del Bigtree, our good buddy, and he's, you know, from the High Wire every week and more. Extraordinary things that he's been doing in broadcast media, and I'm so grateful to call him a friend and, you know, amazed every week when we get to watch his show. And, of course, sometimes steal away our buddy Jeffrey Jackson to report on the things that he does, and he's done such phenomenal work as well.
He's fantastic. I mean, we're so lucky to have him at the High Wire. Just an amazing talent, great researcher, and just such a calm, steady voice in the middle of a crazy, wild sea.
I try to throw him off with things that I can never. He's like, he'll pause and look around like, oh, and then he's back on.
Yes.
He's just that steady guy delivering it as such. So, you know, we're here at Autism One. I think it's interesting. I've been done this for so many years now and been in Autism One. I know you've been to him before when they were in Chicago as well. And the controversy surrounding autism, it's like off. I'm not saying it's off the radar. It's like used to be a thing. Now you mention it, it's like it's barely a whimper that happens. I'm not seeing a lot of attention placed on this. And, of course, we don't have as many people here, but there's a lot of reasons for that. But it is a stunning thing in the era of COVID how it put everything else somewhere else, like flu went away and everything, and now we're dealing with some aftermath scenarios of what's happening here. I'm just thinking, nothing we do is controversial since the era of COVID.
You know, it's really been a spectacular time. I mean, it's really been horrific what's happened to, you know, our society, certainly here in America, our rights being trashed, but around the world. But in so many ways, so much great good has come from it. I mean, you know, you've been at this, I think, longer than I have, really, in sort of this arena of discussing.
When you were a whatever. It was like
I was over at CBS, you know, promoting pharmaceutical companies, and so, you know, I had a little bit different gig before I got here. But you know, the truth is that in some ways I keep hearing the word providence. I keep hearing the word providence from you know, Dr. Robert Malone. I was just, you know, with I was just interviewing Joe Latipo yesterday. We're going to be airing that interview soon. He's the Surgeon General in Florida.
Yeah, that guy.
You know, so amazing. And again, providence. You just get this sense that in when you look at it, it feels like all this, in some strange way, had to happen or was meant to happen, because we've really, when I think of Autism One, and this is where like our film backs really, I almost feel like it started here. You know, it was all about this energy here, and like you said, this was like the one conference. It was this space where people could talk about these things when no one else in the world was. Mm-hmm. And just a few short years later, I mean, VAX had an incredible effect, but nothing like COVID. COVID just was such an an exponential mm-hmm. catalyst of change and waking people up. I mean, it's hard. I feel like excited about it, and I have to keep reminding myself just how many people have been injured and destroyed by this thing too. And so I don't want to forget that. But when I think of the work that you've been doing, and Bobby Kennedy and Sherry Tenpenny and Judy Mike, we just go on and on. Andy Wakefield, all these people. I would say without COVID, you know, we would have been probably 10, 15 more years to get to the point that we just accelerated to in the last 2 years.
We've talked about this, and I've seen you acknowledge this as well in your talks as well. The ability to reach people, of course, that's a big part of what the mainstream media was about. They had somewhat a monopoly when we were young. There were three channels, and there was a PBS station, and a little bit of some UHF stuff. Now, Al Yankovic had a movie about that. But it was a massive limitation on access to information. And then over the time of into adulthood, this thing called the internet broke. Now, when I started in 1999 on talk radio, yes, there was an internet, but it wasn't anything like a broadcast media. It was still mainstream media, a little bit of talk radio that kind of inflamed people because we could talk about things.
Yeah.
And then over time, the technology grew and the emergence of almost an unlimited reach. But even with that, you know, I kept watching, what are the numbers of people that are questioning vaccines or that have exemptions? You know, 1, 2, 3%, depending, pockets of a little more in certain areas of awareness. And then you said it, COVID came, and suddenly now we were confronted with the pharmaceutical, dare I say it, evil, but I know that can be hard for some people to hear, not here on this show, but the things that they were doing that would manifest illnesses and ailments in the guise of preventing things.
Yeah.
And suddenly the whole world became aware of that one particular thing they call the vaccine mRNA technology. And yet, then they started seeing in real time the images of damage that was occurring that could not be denied because it was happening to themselves or their loved ones or family members. And I come to this point now where every day more people come up, and now, tell me if I'm wrong about the latest stats, but they were saying 4 to 8% of parents were accepting the mRNA shot that was made EUA available for kids 6 months to 5 years. I mean, a very small percentage.
Yeah, I mean, that's higher than I heard. Like, I mean, depends on where we're looking, but my understanding is it's less than 5%, maybe. But,
right,
you know, so, I'm not tracking it every day, but super, super low. New York. I just read New York City shutting down the sites they were going to be giving the vaccine to infants because nobody wants it. So there you're right in the mecca, heart of vaccine insanity, and they can't even sell it there.
We could say the flip, like if it was 3% or so that didn't or that had questions about vaccines or were then eventually called hesitant or obstinate. I was obstinate. But now it's the flip side. It's 96%, maybe 97% that don't want the jab, and now they're looking back, like people like Malone. Peter McCullough, who even through this early phase of their uncovering this, were still like, I still get the flu shot.
Yeah.
I believe in vaccines. And now they're coming out saying, I would never get another vaccine. I would never administer it. I don't want any of my family members. We could never have done that. As good as you are, and you are awesome, my friend.
No.
I love you. You know that?
No.
We don't have delusions of grandeur. We couldn't have made happen what they did to themselves.
That's it.
It
really is. I mean, it's astounding. In some ways, I thought the moment that Donald Trump basically was warp speeding this vaccine out, as soon as all that happened, I said to my team, this is going to be the greatest gift we've ever been given. They're about to attempt to make the sausage right in front of the entire world under a microscope with cameras rolling the whole time. There's no way this works out for them. Because once you've done the research, you know, all they ever had to do, we could never get people to really look at the truth of how these were made, how little safety testing there was. And now they're going to do it without any safety testing right in front of everybody and put it out. And then the brilliant moment was, you know, when Donald Trump basically said, I'm giving it to the frontline doctors first. Like, you're getting it first.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what the motivation was with that, but I have to tell you, it definitely ran through my mind for a second. You know, being here at Autism One and having met all the parents I have, you know, and I think that it was clear when he was running for president, he was the only presidential candidate that ever said vaccines cause autism. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation that happened inside his own family. I'm not going to, you know.
I've talked a little bit about some of this, but the fact is, you know, one of my dearest friends who I've known for decades now worked with Trump as a consultant on a project for 10 years. And she was able to let me in on the fact that he was aware of people close in his circle that had children that were injured after the vaccine.
Yeah.
That became a prime direct source of, this is where he began to see it.
Yeah.
In fact, I had a call from one of his people, this was before he was president, I think that her name, Rona, what was that? It was like right up there.
Yep.
And she was calling about her child that had some ailments and illnesses associated with that immune deficiency. So I had enough knowledge to say, you know what, like Trump or hate Trump, he knows that the vaccines can and do cause injuries problems. So that wasn't, for me, a controversial point. Obviously, when we get into warp speed, then we get into a lot of questions.
So
we
can get to that, but my thought was just, man, if he isn't autism dad, and he hasn't been, you know, open about that, boy, wouldn't that be the most amazing revenge to just say, I'm going to rush a vaccine out. You know who's going to get it? The same people that always rush us into kids and say that it never injures anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was the motivation, but it certainly had that result, right? Suddenly, I mean, right up front, you had 50% of the CDC refused to get it, 50% of the FDA. They were having to admit it, that they couldn't even get their own, regulatory agencies to take this thing. You know, the biggest rebellion by doctors and nurses we've ever seen. And frankly, this is what had to happen. You were never going to give an MMR to Peter McCullough. He was past that point. How were we going to get the story through to him? You needed something brand new, something where they really watched how bad the testing was and then forced them to get it. And that woke up some of the greatest scientific minds.
They stepped into our trap.
They did. And I'm going to talk about that today in my talk a little bit. In a way, we did set a trap. We teased the giant. We kept poking the giant, hoping we could get him to school. And he did wildly, and we've got a couple of good uppercuts in. I don't think it's over.
No.
But Goliath the staggering.
In desperation, people do dumb things, and they are desperate. Now, the question is, why did they go full bore on this COVID narrative? Why was it? Was it an accelerated plan of a long-term plan that they saw enough people were starting to listen to the high wire and other media? I mean, I don't know what the ultimate motivation was, but I think they clearly... they went too far, a step too far, significantly a step too far, that woke up people like we could have never done. That's a big part of, what this journey has been. Now, the sad part is that we've lost friends, we've lost family members, we've lost loved ones. In fact, today, it's a year since my dear friend Richard Pearl, who owned a health food store, had a radio broadcast. He got me into radio back in the 90s. He was diagnosed, respiratory things, COVID, went in the hospital. They isolated him. They kept his family out. We were on the phone constantly in this. And I said, whatever you do, Richard, don't let them put you on remdesivir.
Yeah, right?
And then and yet they beat him down because he had no advocates. He was weak. He couldn't defend himself. And they did it. And they killed him. I wasn't as certain a year ago that he was killed, even though I suspected it. I can say with all certainty that he, among many others, were killed by these hospital protocols. And God bless you, Sharuz, and the family of Richard Pearl, and all of those you love, my friend Richard. It's been a year. It's amazing. We're going to be coming right back with more of Del Bigtree here on the Robert Scott Bell Show Sunday Radio Syndicated Edition. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. We have links to the High Wire as well, and we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here at Autism One. And if you ever get a chance to come to any of these events, and if you ever get to see Dell in person, it's like a, I always talk about you, it's like your brother love, you know, Neil Diamond's song, the preacher man. We love it. Fired up. It's so exciting. And people are so excited to see you. And, I, you know, the good thing now is, Tom, nobody knows you're here.
So yeah, I know. It's got to be in your nice little quiet corner and you know, throw a headset on and get talking.
And pretend that we don't see them. But no, they're okay now.
No, it's great to see
them. We love it. And the thing is, the passion that people have and love for you because of what you've been able to do with the level of media background you have, and your team is phenomenal. I know some of them, a bunch of them, and they're outrageously talented in what they do. And I'm so pleased when I can see every time, every week, you put together something that's just sensational. And sometimes you get to do remotes as well. I know you went to the Freedom Fest.
Yeah.
That looked interesting.
That was super cool. In fact, it was really, it was a great event because we got to get to, I think, a brand new set of eyes and ears.
Yes.
And which is always my goal. You know, the things that, you know, people will sometimes get upset or say, you know, I'm not anti-vaccine enough, or whatever it is, you know, like, and everyone's allowed their opinions, free country.
Sure.
But I've always seen my role as enrolling, you know, new minds to this, that I'm just trying to build the army of truth so that we have a voting body that we can really start making changes. And so any opportunity I have to get to people that haven't maybe looked at this before is such a great experience. And that being like this libertarian conference, and one of the cool things is not only doing the show right in the middle of the, you know, the exhibit hall there, but I did, I think, one of the most impressive panels. Well, you know, when you do panels, you do emceeing a lot more than I do.
Yeah,
and host
panels
things
can be fun, or they can be really
they can be a disaster. Like, it can just kind of fall flat, or just it's just odd. And you know, you have big personalities. I have, you know, Robert Malone and Richard Urso and Pierre McCrory, and so is this going to work? And man, it was so smooth. I mean, it was just like we nailed it. But right at the top, you know, I said to the audience, you know, how many of you, like, I sort of just set it up, like, you know, so how many of you, you know, use hydroxychloroquine? Just, you know, smattering hands, whatever. How many of you use ivermectin? Like, good third of the audience. I was like, really impressed. Like, excellent. How many of you got the COVID mRNA vaccination? It was like over half the audience that raised their hands. I thought, I've never been here before.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always speaking to an audience that is usually totally on our side, already there. I said, this is going to be interesting. I said, well, this is going to be a very interesting conversation for you. Let me start with the inventor of the technology that you have injected into yourself. And it started there, and one person out of, I think it was, you know, hundreds of people in the room, it only grew. People were just sucking the room. I think one person up walked off, but really, nobody left that room. And these were all people that had believed in the thought, and I saw them taking notes and then came up to me afterwards and just were, you know, everywhere I went, they're saying, wow, I didn't want to hear what I heard at your symposium there, but I know I needed to hear it. And it just says now we are in a totally different time. And we, if we approach this correctly, we can even reach the people that believe in it, right?
Yes,
we can, you know, so it's such a spectacular, you know, it's really a great test for that and see if that was possible.
And when I saw that happening, I was excited too, because my first experience or foray, let's say, outside of our environment where the people are very holistically oriented, have been injured by vaccines, they're aware of this, and it's not a controversy in the same sense. When I was invited to speak, the 10th Amendment Center many years ago hosted a series of events called Nullify Now Tour. It was all about how do we stop the feds from their overreach. And it wasn't a focus on health per se, and it was not far after Obamacare had happened. So there was some evidence of, yeah, we don't like what's going on, but I came in as a homeopath. Yes, I'm a freedom guy. And they're like, I like your freedom message, but what is this thing about vaccines you're saying? That's just, and they still had a, weirdly enough, and I didn't expect that among the hardcore libertarian crowd, they had a devotion or a worshipfulness of medicine like we've seen in our culture. So even though they don't trust the government as libertarians, like we know they're bad, they somehow had a blind spot as it associated with the medical side of things and going, well, that's different. That's somehow different. And you know, to see that manifest in the way you did, it's like years later, it's not every one of them now, and it's changing fast. Even because a lot of them are intellectuals, but they just missed it, like so many of us growing. I grew up in medicine, so I didn't know it either until I knew it.
I mean, this just isn't any medicine. It's really, I've been saying it's a foundational or pillar of medicine. It may be the foundation itself of modern medicine. I mean, it truly, when I try to say, you know, being on this journey now that I've been on for 6 years of this conversation, I would say it is as difficult as if you had to walk up to a Christian and tell them that Jesus Christ never walked the earth. Saying to people that vaccines, though you believe they were made for your health or bring health, have done nothing but make us sicker and sicker and put us on
stand by. Del Bigtree continues with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is willing to testify if the January 6th committee were to present a formal invitation to him.
With regard to my part, as I've said, I'm disappointed with the partisan nature of the committee. If a formal invitation were presented to us, our attorneys have been clear that we will first review my unique role as Vice President of the United States. Under the Constitution, we have a separation of powers. No Vice President in American history has ever been summoned to Capitol Hill to testify before the Congress. But if they present a formal invitation for the committee, I've said we'll give it due consideration.
He made those statements at the Iowa State Fair while promoting Senator Chuck Grassley and other GOP leaders. This is USA Radio News. Decisions are being made in Michigan regarding abortion.
Abortion remains legal in Michigan for now as a lawsuit seeking to overturn a 1931 ban on the procedure works its way through the courts. A judge blocked county prosecutors from enforcing the law that does not include exceptions for rape or incest and calls for the prosecution of medical providers. The law could become moot this fall as voters decide whether to enshrine abortion rights into the state's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in hours-long exchange of fire with security forces that left at least 20 people dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties to Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, which is the latest of its frequent attempt to strike places visited by government officials. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I love talking with Del Bigtree. Heck, I love talking with a lot of people, but Del's the man, dude. He's awesome. We have so much fun together, and I just enjoy watching how he lights up a crowd. and really inspires people to recognize that it, we should not be, let's say, controlled by fear, right?
That's another thing.
Yeah. When we see you, you know, and I try to emulate in my own way the ability to walk through life without fear. Oftentimes we're asked the question, aren't you afraid? Why aren't you afraid? For me, the answer is, it's much like Judy Mikovits has said when she's asked that. Why are you afraid? You walk with the armor of God. What do I mean by that? Yeah. It means you're going with a deep connection to the divine, not what you believe, created us all, that loves us, that drives us through love, not fear. And that when I'm afraid, it tells me that I'm off message, I'm off my mission. And then it's kind of a symptom. It says, the symptom's not the problem. It says, well, what is causing the symptom? Let me get back to my mission. What is my passion? What is the right thing to do here? And that's what I've witnessed in you as well, that willingness to go places that people say, I fear to tread there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you didn't either.
You know, I think what you just said was great. Like, when you're feeling fear, you know you're off message. For me, it's I know that I'm getting sort of self-important. I really think my fear comes when I think I'm doing it. Like, and it can happen. It happens to all of us. You know, you're working hard. You're out there. I should have talked to that center. I could have done more today. And then you start realizing it's like, am I the only one on this planet doing not?
Yeah.
And do I have any, you know, am I the one that's made all of these amazing things happen? I haven't.
Yeah.
I'm only a vessel. And what gets me is when I'll suddenly be afraid. I'm like, oh, I've forgotten. I'm just a vessel here.
Yeah,
that
this,
God moves through me.
You're
God
right.
protects. God guides.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know there's people out there that have trouble when we start bringing this sort of spiritual conversation. It's like, and they'll say to me, Del, why don't you just stick to the science? We talk about that God stuff. Well, because you just asked, how is it that I can be so courageous? I don't know anyone that can be courageous if yeah. they don't know that they're protected.
Right.
When people come up, aren't you afraid for your life? You're so vulnerable. I was like, I don't think, it, you know, it's no, I'm not afraid.
No.
You know, I don't decide how long I'm on this planet. I only get to decide the quality of life and the attempt I make to be the best person I can and deliver the messages that I think are, you know, important.
Yeah, and in the COVID era, it became very overt, the fear as it was manifesting in all of our lives potentially. And how are we direct? How do we react and respond? And this was another thing. A lot of people said to me, and maybe you've seen this as well, I thought so-and-so was my friend. I thought my family member was on the same page as me.
Yeah.
And they went down the complete opposite direction that anybody expected. It's like they went into the masking. They went into the mandatory vaccination area. Like, what happened? It's like only fear could drive you to do something so self-destructive, you know, of your own perceived or proclaimed belief system, which maybe never was really your belief system. But when it was calm and relaxing, the sun was shining, no problem, got a little bit stormy and you ran for cover.
Well, I mean, it's one of the arguments that, you know, Aaron Seary has been making in many of the cases we've had and been winning in courtrooms around COVID vaccine, around other vaccine issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're taking away our freedoms. You're taking away our rights in the time of, you know, because it's a crisis. If our Constitution and our Bill of Rights doesn't hold up in a crisis, then it never had any value whatsoever. Like, you can't, well, because now we're in a crisis, we take away your rights. It doesn't work that way. That was the only time you needed, you know, documents that state is when,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
going to be pressure upon them. You know?
I've said to the people of faith about the Ten Commandments. I said, was there an escape clause there? Did God say, in case of emergency,
right.
discard?
Right.
And like,
yeah.
They're like, no, of course not. It's silly. Well, let's think about the Constitution. Was there an escape clause for that when they
right.
wrote about the Bill of Rights? It's like, these are yours before government. We're just acknowledging that you're yours. But in case of emergency, we'll discard those two.
Right.
It's like, of course it's absurd. But the excuse every time from government is, it's an emergency. We have to do it. I've called that the rule of necessity. That's not my term, but the rule of necessity, which knows no law or limitation.
Yeah.
And so if we live one crisis to the next, one emergency to the next, then we are never on solid ground. We never gain the rights that are ours by virtue of our very existence because we're too afraid to exert them.
Exactly.
They threaten us. If you do, you know, this is what happens.
But, you know, just like, you know, booster number 5 and having sort of immune fatigue,
yeah.
I think that they are really messing up now. I think they played this card too many times. We got the monkeypox and God knows what is next. I call it, they're really on the verge of having the boy that cried wolf syndrome, which is,
yeah.
you know, God forbid something actually bad did happen. Like, no one's going to be listening, but I just don't think you're going to do it again. I know they want to lock us down. I know they need to track us. They
yeah.
need that tracking system that they weren't able to push through. And there's a lot that, you know, Silicon Valley and pharmaceutical institutions want to, you know, control us with. I just don't. they messed up so bad. It's so bad. I just don't know how they're going to get back there.
It is a valid question. You know, they have screwed up. Now, some people perceive them as kind of the immortals. They have this special connection to something that we don't have, and that they can't be beaten, and they never screw up. It's like, no, quite the opposite. There's a lot of infighting at the level of which they're going about now, going, we really did screw up. We're doing what Dell said. We overplayed our hand. Now what do? We scramble backwards. We go sideways. They don't know the path forward fully. They do war games, these things, and we know they strategize more than sometimes or all the time on our side.
Yeah.
Those that love freedom and just want to be left alone, we don't really think about that so much, but they play it out. But then again, they don't count on us resisting. They count on us cowering in fear and just doing what we're told. And they know there will be small skirmishes here, but they didn't expect, I think, the resistance. And I think they always knew that the United States of America, the people, whether we're all on board in the same sense, are the obstacle for total domination when we talk about globalism and the agendas of WEF and other things.
Look, I think you can look back to Nazi Germany, and I've seen lots of great speakers talk about that. They just regrouped, took a little bit slower pace, bought up all the media, got in and said, if we're going to take over, we got to do it in a smarter way. But in the end, like you said, there's always that moment. If there's this globalist group out there, this tiny, I think if you look at the World Economic Forum, that exists. I know I could see it with my own eyes. Yeah. They're telling me right in my face they want to take away everything I own, so then all I can do is rent. So it's not like
there's nothing theoretical.
Is there someone above them? Doesn't really matter, right? All I have to know is somebody is pulling these strings. And whoever it was, you have to assume that the one thing, they can plan out everything. They can plan out, they've done fear tests before and pandemic tests and how much the media and how they're going to scare us and how we react. But in the end, the unknown quotient was, once you finally try to take the rights away from human beings, especially in the United States of America, where we are, we're just raised in the idea of freedom and liberty, there was no way they would know what would happen there. And the truth is you want to talk about hurting cats? Human beings are the hardest cats in the world to hurt. We're a pain in the ass. And because of that, just by nature, it just didn't work. It didn't work. We also, I would say, we sort of laugh about not being organized. But I'll tell you, Scott, from the beginning, I've been in these think tanks. Like, we've got to all be aligned. We've got to have the same messaging and all this. And I said, no. You keep doing what you do. Scott keeps doing what he's doing. I keep doing what I'm doing. And you know what? It worked. Because what they didn't realize was how many there were and how many different portals and sites and spaces and mouthpieces we had, so that when we started telling the truth on this, it worked. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And right. They didn't know what to do. Had we been on one front and one microphone and one space and one thing, they could have stopped it.
Right.
But we came from all over the place, arguing with each other, but still getting our stuff out there. Yeah, it's aluminum. No, it's mercury. No, it's COVID. Okay, we're all on COVID.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular.
No, that's a great perspective. And y'all, because I hear this all of the time. If we would only organize, and I get it, there are purposes to do and work together and row the same way in certain things, but there's not one passion and one mission. Each of us is born as individual. Yep. Yes, we are created of God and the image of God, but we all have different perspectives. And the things that we used to appreciate about each other, including things we disagreed about, now suddenly became cancelable. And I think that a lot of us have rebelled against that idea, because we can remember a time where we palled around with people we disagree with all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, and now suddenly we have to write them out of our lives. There's something that causes us to resist that, even though many in fear went down that road and are now struggling to figure out, well, can they come out in time? I don't know. But we're not there to save everybody. Only those who are ready to, if they need a hand, we're here. Yeah, absolutely. But we're not going to beat them into submission to do it. That's what the other side tries to do.
It's a Noah's Ark moment. In many ways that, you enroll who you can, and I do look at the Bible a lot on this. I think about, Jesus said, leave the dead to bury the dead. This idea of, I want to come, I want to bring the truth, but I have to go back and bury my father. You have to choose what you're going to do here. And in many ways, we're all God's family. And I know one of the hardest things about this has been those direct planning members that didn't go along and didn't. And I see people wasting so much of their energy. And they've been trying to bring that person who's already poured the cement around their feet and jumped off the side of the boat. We've got to find the people that are on the fence, the ones that are looking for the answers. And got to do it fast. I know that my concern now is a complacency that, we made it through, we're patting ourselves on the back, we should certainly celebrate this moment. this victory, but you must know they've gone over the hill, and they are regrouping, and they are studying all the data points that they got out of us and what they're going to do. We can't let them sit over there. We have to drive now. We have to get over that hill. We've got to take this entire thing down. And so it's our moment. Like I said, Goliath has been rocked. But, you know, if you ever watch like an MMA fighter or whatever, you know, like you see this guy, a guy will be on the ropes against the cage, he's going down, and it only takes one haymaker from that guy, and the other dude's down. Or you see them drop, you know, in a boxing match, they drop their arms, they take a rest. Like, you can't rest. Like, I get it. Your arms are, you know, tired, and for the people have been at this so long, but we've got the advantage now. It's now where we push with everything we've got.
Again, another great slice of wisdom from Dell. Complacency is something that is a risk to us all. And it doesn't mean there aren't rest points in eternity, you know, with what we've been through. I understand that, you know, it takes a lot of tenacity, strength, and even, you know, we talk about exercising. We don't exercise and go into the finals race the first day, but it's a consistency over time. And many of you have been engaged in that and been prepared for this. And sometimes, like I said, when we talk, when we have these chats, or when you do the show, it's really an uplifting opportunity to hear folks that are often reflecting, or if not reflecting, causing you to reflect in a deeper way or in a different way. You know, my interactions with folks that we would have never been able to interact with years ago have brought me such great joy.
Yeah.
I mean, it really took on a different life of, like, I thought we were all alone or a very small ragtag crew, and it's just grown to the point where I could have not conceived, I admit it, I could not have conceived this happening as quickly as it did, much less maybe in the lifetime, as much as I have hope, you know, and positivity in looking at this. We are in the midst of the craziest, coolest times ever.
I think it is a spectacular moment to do it.
Yeah. We got one more segment with Dell Victory to wrap it up here on the GCN syndicated radio version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. For those of you watching us because you're patron supporters behind the scenes, I know you love this guy. Enjoy. We got one more segment. We'll be right back after this. RobertScottBell.com. Of course, links up to the iWire. I hope you're watching that every week as well and getting all the information you can to be empowered, to bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're not already signed up for email, newsletter type stuff at robertscottbell.com, you can text RSV to 22828, RSV to 22828. Just get plugged in easily that way. I can't believe we figured out how to do that.
I know.
It's like a step too far. Dale Bigtree is here. We're at the Autism One Conference. And I want to do a shout out. We did a special memorial acknowledgement of Ed Aranga, who passed months ago. And shout out to Terry, who's at home as well, taking care of the kids. And we are here because of a lot of great people and their efforts. Ed reached out to me years ago because he recognized how important the media would be. Yeah. And they had no friends in the media. And of course, I wasn't beholden to any pharmaceutical interest. Right. I was talking about it. Like, dude, you got to come here. I'm like, what is this autism community? I'd heard about it, but I wasn't personally directly affected by it. And it opened me up even to a community of people that were wounded terribly by what had happened in the vaccine issue. Even though I had had some vaccine injuries, particularly smallpox when I was a kid, it didn't drive me into what we call an autism spectrum. So coming together like this has been a profound benefit to so many, the families, the doctors, the scientists. We've all benefited by this, and Dell coming into this mix, it only extraordinarily helped us to communicate in ways we couldn't before. As we wrap up the show in the next few minutes here, yeah. Dell, other things that you've uncovered recently that we should know about?
Well, I think it's all it's hard for me to think like that. It's every week I'm blown away that we, you know, I'll say that's the greatest show we've ever done. And then the very next week is like, I think that might be the greatest show we've ever done. And just so many amazing things. Last week I did a sit down interview with Senator Ron Johnson.
Oh, what an amazing
man. I mean, what an amazing man. And just on it. I mean, so on it. To think, you know, I thought while all this was going with COVID, why can't we get into the Capitol? We've got to get to somebody, get the truth. And then he was in there. I mean, he was bringing the atlases and the Jay Bhattacharyas and all this. So,
but he wasn't anti-vaccine.
So right.
He's controlled opposition.
Controlled opposition.
I'm like, dude, let people, you know, they have to discover these things in their own time. Have you ever changed your view on anything in your life?
Right.
I just say, bring people and have compassion for where they are, where they've been, and the rapid rate at which we're being asked to change.
That's it.
Liberty.
It's your family. You do what you want. But in the end, we went from that 3% to 4% you talk about. I think the really hard numbers that we can get to right now, and probably the most important, is we only have about a 30% booster uptake now, the most recent booster being recommended amongst those that are, you know, in line for it. That means 70% of the people that are in the system believed in the vaccines are now going against the CDC's recommendations. A poll out of Iowa just a couple of months ago of voters in Iowa, huge space where we always look for the heart of America, there's now only 34% of Iowans believe that the childhood vaccine program should be mandated on children. 34%, down from like 59% prior to COVID. So we are, you know, we are now the majority. This is the point. They made us be quiet. They made us afraid to talk to each other because they didn't want us to all know how many were here, but now the numbers are starting to become really real and vivid, and everywhere I go, politicians are stumping to our crowds now. It's now a voting block.
See, now, look, if you were in at the senatorial level, like a Ron Johnson, you risk so much even talking to us, and yet he did, and yet some people said it's not enough. Well, it's never enough, really. You know where you are. No one's, you go into that then and try it. But I think we had a quick blip in the Ron Johnson segment, so I want you to reiterate meeting with Ron. Also, what do you think his prospects are for re-election? Because they're working against him big time.
Yeah, I mean, so after we did the interview last week, and everybody should see it. You want to just see a really spectacular, thoughtful, you know, guy that's in there trying to do what you want your politicians to be doing. But I'm driving in, and I heard he's four points behind the Democratic.
That would be a real tragedy because
if we want to see, you know, Fauci go to jail, which is really like one of my number one goals in life now, Fauci, Deborah Birx, these people that lied to us, they performed Tuskegee experiments on us. They denied us hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, vitamin D, vitamin C, all these things. They got us killed by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, and they need to go to jail.
Well, you know, a Holocaust survivor, Vera Sharaf, you probably interviewed
her. I'm going to interview her, in about a week.
She lays out the parallels, I say beautifully, but I mean accurately, let's say, about what led to the rise of the Reich and the Nazi Germany, what happened. It's not hyperbole. This is actually happening. And Scott Sherrill, working with her in the law school. His daughter, Grace, we've covered, and I think you've interviewed Scott as well. The High Wire's on every Thursday. We have it linked up. You guys are always sharing. Hey, did you hear what Dell said? I'm like, dude, give me a chance to watch it. Don't tell me yet. Dell, God bless you. I love you, my brother.
God bless you.
It's great to have you on board, and thanks for coming to Autism One, everybody. And remember, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.